everyone. Welcome back to Fine Things. I'm your host, Angie Yazalaitis. And this episode, we're going to be talking about NSPICE and the NSPICE Children's Foundation. This episode, which is actually going to be a three-part series, is really near and dear to my heart. We met NSPICE and the NSPICE Children's Foundation through our agency, the Yazzo Group. And while, you know, we are often blessed to meet products and services and organizations and people that we're passionate about, it's not often that I get to be this deeply involved with something that I truly believe is going to enrich people's lives. So I really hope that you'll stay tuned and listen through the series. What is NSPICE and the NSPICE Children's Foundation? So I'm going to really put this into my own words because I've had an opportunity to become passionate about this. And NSPICE is basically a micronutrient fortification supplement. And if you can zoom in on this, this just represents the product. You'll see that it looks like an actual packet. And if you think about a spice that you would add to your food, basically that's the way that it works. However, the spice can be delivered not just in a packet, it can be delivered in a large vat, which is probably more likely. This is just a representation that it is an actual product. But what's really awesome about that is that it provides all the micronutrient fortification that is needed in the underdeveloped countries around the world. It could even be used here in the United States to help combat malnutrition and hunger. So that gives you an understanding that this is an actual product, right? So then comes the NSPICE Children's Foundation. And the NSPICE Children's Foundation is a nonprofit that has the goal to take the NSPICE product into the areas in which it is most needed. So it could be in an underdeveloped country. It could be, again, here in the United States. And the reason that it is so impactful is that it can be provided at such a low cost. So it's high impact, very high impact, at a very low cost. And so I'm volunteering and super excited about the NSPICE Children's Foundation because it really gives you an opportunity to get hands-on with providing something that is going to have an impact on malnutrition. So what I really wanted to do was share some facts. When I got involved with this, I started doing research, really trying to understand. You know, I knew that there's malnutrition. I knew that there's kids that go to bed hungry. But you really don't understand the depth and breadth of it until you really research and get involved. So I want to read you some facts. I think that it's important. So it's estimated that nearly 2 billion people in the world today suffer from micronutrient deficiencies. And basically, that's caused by a dietary deficiency in vitamins and minerals. So the public health importance of these deficiencies lies upon their magnitude and their health consequences. And that is very prevalent in pregnant women and young children. Obviously, it affects fetal growth. It affects child growth. It affects brain cognitive development. And it really, really impacts resistance to infection. So when you look at things like poor general nutritional status, seasonal variations in food availability, so they just don't have the food available, and that can be caused by things like drought, severe weather issues, can actually cause us. So when you think about an area that was affected by a tsunami or an earthquake, that's what I want you to like picture that and what that actually does to the food supply. What really struck me is I think about, have you ever gone to bed, you just didn't feel well and you didn't really eat, maybe it's for a couple of days, and when you start feeling better, you get out of bed and you have such low energy. And you know, you just feel like, oh, I couldn't go work out, I couldn't go run, you're tired at work. And that's to the extent that we experience that. Can you imagine waking up every day feeling like that, only 10, 20, 30 times worse than that? So, you know, we get these little insights when we're not feeling well or we're overworked. But to have to get up every day, and in some of these areas, the work that they do is very labor-intensive work, to do that without the proper nutrition, it's hard for most of us to believe. But it's out there and it exists. And NSPICE and the NSPICE Children's Foundation offers a very easy way to get involved with making a big impact. So what I'd like to do is really get into how you can get involved and the difference that you can make. The first thing I want to share is if you're just compelled because you love working with kids, you love the idea of making an impact in helping to solve malnutrition issues, you can just make a donation on the website, which we're going to be sharing at the end. But what's really great is when you make a donation, you actually receive something, and you'll have an opportunity to choose from these note cards, which the reason I love them is if you make a donation and you receive these and you give them, every time that you give one of these cards, you're actually sharing the NSPICE Children's Foundation mission. And I'm going to read you the back of this. The NSPICE Children's Foundation believes that we all have the ability through education, micronutrient supplementation, diet diversification, and the development of renewable resources to overcome malnutrition. Children are at greatest risk of malnutrition. Healthy children ensure a healthy future. So every time you give one of these, and they're fantastic cards. You can write in them. This is a Get Well Soon one. You're helping to spread the word. And what's great about that is you never know when you give one of these that it gets into the hands of somebody that really gets involved with the organization, really gets involved with the project, and truly makes a difference. So it's I call that the ripple effect. But please, if you just want to donate, we hope you enjoy the cards. If you really want to get involved over the next 3 months, I'm going to share with you what's near and dear to my heart. I've said this a couple times. It's Project Swaziland. And we'll be sharing over the course of the next 3 months some pictures. I just have a few here that was in the cover of a binder, but more pictures, more video. Our goal really is to raise $10,000 over the next 3 months. And what that's going to allow us to do, and what I'm going to do, is go and be hands-on in Swaziland, taking the NSPICE micronutrient fortification supplement to a village in Swaziland and to really develop what we call a sustainability program. And so, let's talk a little bit about how this will work in Swaziland. So, in Swaziland, for example, there may be 1,000 kids in a village or in a few villages that are close together. All of those children fall under the orphaned and vulnerable children category. And in Swaziland, that's actually due to the HIV/AIDS epidemic. And so there's certainly organizations there now that are all fine things. They all enrich these children's lives. The one that I'm aware of is called Neighborhood Care Point. And what that is a facility that strives to provide one nutritious meal per day, one nutritious meal per day to the most vulnerable children in the community. So, you know, think about this. Sometimes they can only cater to 100 of the 1,000 children that are there and need this. So those 100 are the most vulnerable of the children. And what those children get are the basics. They get rice, beans, sometimes they get carrots and onions and green peppers and beetroot when they're growing and available. They get canned fish. And so what we're going to be doing with Project Swaziland is working in one of these villages to set up workshops where representatives from rural families in the community learn about the product and how to use it. NSPICE would then be distributed and put into the foods that are readily available to them to boost the nutrition of what the children are being fed. So it would definitely impact the nutrition and it would impact the health of the families and the children there. So you hear, when you're working with this organization, one of the things that was new to me is this whole idea of sustainability. And so what does sustainability mean? Sustainability basically means that this is not a once and done. You don't just take N-Spice over there, introduce it to the community, and then they cannot continue to receive it. Sustainability is working with the actual families there, teaching them about it, helping them to even to raise the money or to find the people that will work with them in their communities so that this can be continually introduced into their food source. And so what we're doing is we actually will be working with a volunteer who will be staying in Swaziland for at least another year. And she will be acting as the person on the ground there. So again, what I'm going to get to do is to go over there in the fall, once we reach our goal, which again, our goal is $10,000 over the next 3 months. And I'll be able to go over there and to help with the sustainability project, helping to get it into the community and helping to educate so that when we leave, the person on the ground will continue those efforts for a year, and then it can continue on, hopefully long term. So again, this is the first time I've been involved with something like this. I cannot tell you how excited I am. And you know, when we do fine things, we talk about, only talking about products and services and technologies and art that enriches other people's lives. And look, I love all those things, or I wouldn't do this vlog. But this really, when you talk about enriching somebody's life, this enriches, truly is a supplement that enriches not only someone's life, but the most vulnerable of people. It enriches their health. It is a long-term commitment to making a difference. It's so powerful. And this is the first time that I was introduced to this type of supplement, that when you think about it, if you think about a child that's getting, maybe they're not hungry, maybe they actually do receive rice and beans. But when you think about living on just that and the nutrients that's missing in your diet and how your body would respond to that, and having the ability to make that difference is huge, and how great the impact can be. So I want to share a few other things that are just important for me and for my audience, because I want you to really understand the magnitude of this organization and where it's going. So as I said, N-Spice Children's Foundation is a 501c nonprofit organization, and working hard to make sure that the majority of the money is going direct to either a project like Project Swaziland or projects going on in other communities. And that is information that is widely shared with you. So if you want that information, you just ask when you donate. So right now they have several operations in motion. I'm gonna read some of them to you. So Operation Swaziland, where I'm involved, Operation Ecuador, Operation Madagascar, Operation Haiti, and Operation Thailand. So all of those are currently going on. So if you're interested more in one of those and you want to donate, when you send in your donation on the website, you'll have an opportunity to correspond, and you can tell us what project that you're interested in. I think I've done this justice. I think you understand, but basically, this is added to already prepared foods such as rice. So it takes the rice and gets it to a level where it exceeds nutritional guidelines. And what is very cool about this is that the seasoning, N-Spice actually works with that community to create a seasoning which is indigenous to that region of the world. So it basically facilitates favorable results. So if the people in that community are interested are used to a particular taste, like curry, for example, what's provided in that community will have the flavors that are indigenous to that part of the world. And so that allows it to be more appealing to that community. And I just think that that's important for you to understand as well. Again, when you get involved, we want you to be able to really get involved. And so what we're going to be doing in Project Swaziland, we're actually there, is we're going to be taking video pictures that will be sent directly to any of our donors who have provided us with email and contact information, where we want to really give you a shout out. We want you to feel like you're there with us. I know I've wanted to do this for years, and I've never had the opportunity to go on a trip to make a difference. So if you're giving us a donation, we want you to feel like you're part of it. So you'll actually get to see the results of this. You'll get to see us working on the ground to take NSPICE to Swaziland. And I hope that if you get involved, you'll look forward to receiving that because I know it's going to make a difference to the children and to their families. So I think as I wrap this up, I've never done this before, but I'd like to really ask my audience. Often people will like and they'll comment on the vlog, but if you would really take the opportunity to truly share it this time, I know it takes a couple seconds more than just liking, but like I was saying before, you never know when you share something, who is going to see it from your friends and your family and your followers that might truly want to get involved, and that ripple effect you just don't know the result of. So again, I'm just asking you for that favor, my audience, to really share this, share NSPICE and the NSPICE Children's Foundation, what their mission is. And honestly, I said these five different projects that they're working on, if there's one like Project Haiti that's near and dear to your heart, just contact us and you can get involved. As always, find things. We're all about products, services, organizations that enrich other people's lives. And if you or someone you know would like to be considered as a fine thing, please drop us a line, send us an email, and we'd love to get in touch with you. Make it a great day.